Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back to Sunday School for Teachers. Today's episode is called Moses and the Burning Bush, When You Feel Unqualified. Before we jump into today's reflection, I want to remind you what Sunday School for Teachers is really about. This is a space each week for my Christian teacher friends, whether you teach in a public school or a private one, to slow down, breathe, and realign your heart with the one who called you to teach. I have deep respect for all educators, including those who don't share my faith. But on Sundays, I intentionally dedicate this episode to openly share how my faith in Jesus shapes me as a teacher, how it grounds me, stretches me, and reminds me that teaching is more than a career. It's a calling. And I'm not a preacher, I'm just a teacher, flawed and messy like anyone else, trying to let God work through me, because Monday is coming. And before we step into another week, we pause here. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are. And we walk into this week anchored. Before we dive into today's story, I want to pause and ground myself in gratitude with three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is growth over time. Not flashy. It's not flashy growth, just steady growth. Quiet, steady growth that shows up when you look back. Second thing that I'm thankful for is mentors. People who believed in me before I believed in myself. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is moments that stretch me, because that's often where transformation begins. All right, let's jump into it. Our story today comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 2 through 4. Moses, his story begins long before the burning bush. He was born Hebrew, but raised in Pharaoh's household. He grew up between two identities, royalty and slavery. As a young man, he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew slave. Moses intervened and killed the Egyptian. When Pharaoh found out, Moses fled. He ran into the wilderness. He went from palace to pasture for 40 years. Four decades, Moses lived in Midian. He married, he had children, he tended sheep. Then one ordinary day, while tending to his father-in-law's flock near Mount Horeb, I believe it's pronounced, he saw something strange, y'all. There was a bush that was on fire, but it was not burning up. When the Lord saw that Moses had turned aside to look, God called to him from within the bush, "Moses, Moses!" And Moses said, "Here I am." God told him to take off his sandals because he was standing on holy ground. Then God revealed something deeply personal. I have seen the misery of my people. I have heard them crying out. I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them. And then came the calling. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people out of Egypt. And that's when Moses begins to hesitate. So let's talk about the objections of Moses here. Moses responds with objection after objection. First, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? See, that identifies insecurity. Second thing is, what if they ask, who sent me? God responds with one of the most powerful names in scripture. I am who I am. Not I was, not I will be. I am. It's presence, eternity, authority. And then the third thing is, what if they don't believe me? God gives him signs. He tells Moses to throw down his staff. It becomes a serpent. He tells him to put his hand inside his cloak. It becomes leprous, then healed. Fourth, I have never been eloquent. I am slow of speech. Is an excuse. And God responds, who gave human beings their mouth? I will help you speak. Finally, Moses, please send someone else. That's raw honesty, isn't it? And instead of abandoning him, God provides Aaron to help him. God does not remove Moses' weakness, does it? He meets him in it. Meets him right where he's at. So this story, this is not the story of a confident leader stepping into greatness. This is the story of a reluctant man stepping into calling. Moses had a complicated past, a failed attempt, 40 years of obscurity, deep insecurity, and yet God called him. Teachers know this feeling, don't they? Who am I to lead this classroom? Who am I to speak into this student's life? Who am I to carry this responsibility? God does not answer Moses with resume validation. He answers him with presence. I will be with you. So let's think about how this applies to our classroom, the classroom application here. What if feeling unqualified isn't disqualification? What if it's awareness? See, arrogance says, I've got this. Calling says, I need him. You may feel unqualified for leadership. You may feel unqualified for influence. You may feel unqualified for hard conversations. You may feel unqualified for a new season. But God doesn't call the equipped. He equips, he truly equips the called. Moses walked toward Pharaoh, not with confidence in himself, but with confidence in the one who sent him. As I do a closing reflection, I want to say that the bush burned, but it was not consumed. Holy ground isn't always a church building. Sometimes it's a classroom. When you feel unqualified, that may be the very place God is speaking. Take off your sandals, lean in, and trust that those words God spoke, "I am," is enough. Will you pray with me? Lord, when I feel unqualified, remind me that your presence is greater than my insecurity. And help us, all the funky teachers listening, trust that you do not call the equipped. You equip the called. When doubt whispers, give me courage. When insecurities rise, give us steadiness. When we want to say, send someone else, remind us that you are with us. Help me step into this week, not with perfection, but with faith. Help us walk into our classrooms grounded in your presence. Amen. Well, I hope that you remember, as you go into your week, remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.